Well, so let me insult you. Well, actually, I'll insult you via this this author, Tim Ailes. So I like Seeking Alpha. I don't like subscribe to them. I just get their, you know, I get stuff sent to me all the time through email. They have a lot of good writers in there, a lot of practitioners. That's why I like to read their stuff. A lot of people who've been involved in analyzing investments. So there's a lot of good stuff there. But every now and then, there's something that just comes off the wall. And this Tim Ailes is one of them. I sent it to you. And so, but I read it again today, and he actually says that people who talk about hyperinflation and the damnation that's going to come from fake money are either ignorant or deceptive or both. Franklin, are you and I both ignorant or deceptive?
I must be just as ignorant as a rock. I can't imagine what else it could be. Or I'm trying to deceive somebody. Of course, you know, the question of ignorance might be thrown at him for the simple reason that you cannot find not one place in history from Roman times. Okay, shoot, no, wait, let me go back. From Greek times to the present that an inflation has not ended in a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
It always does. And the fact that maybe the inflators are a little more technically competent or have a little more success doesn't mean that anything has changed. You know, all of these people, he starts out by talking about, in that article, about talking about how dangerous it is to say this time it's different.
Yeah.
And of course, as any investor who's ever been burned by it will tell you, those are the words of death.
They are.
Because just as soon as you think that things have changed, it's reality is going to catch up with you.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, reality just doesn't change. So this is the same old debt bubble that's been going on for 5,000 years since Babylon. And, it's, you know, the inflation is accomplished mostly through debt. And the debt bubble that now we stand in is the greatest in the history of the world. That's not going to go away. You can't QE that away. You can hyperinflate it away, but you can't QE it away. So, they can keep they can keep the price of stocks up by continuing to pour money.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point that doesn't work, because always at some point there's some realizer who looks around and says, you know, I think it's time for me to get my money and get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And when that happens, man, the race for the door starts, and it's all over.
Well, let me set this up a little bit. So the article, if you want to look it up, guys, it's a very long article, and he has lots of charts, which I usually like because it usually proves the point. I don't think he has proved the point. We're going to talk about why. But it's called Recessions as We Know Them Are a Thing of the Past. So obviously you and I are just apparently just a little too old, Franklin. We live in a different era. But Recessions as We Know Them Are a Thing of the Past, written by Tim Ailes. It's from 12 October 2019. By the way, one good note, I guess, is only 10 likes in this article. So apparently not people think he's too savvy. Here's the summary, though. And you've got to hear the summary, guys, because – if you hear the summary, you're going to say, David, he's saying the exact opposite of everything you talk about and everything Franklin ever talks about. Here's the summary. Recessions, as we know them, are a thing of the past. They say the Fed is blowing a bubble with QE. I assume he must mean they're not. They say it can't last. They, in quotes, are wrong. I've been duly notified that I'm wrong. And so here's the first... Early on in the article, listen to this. I'm beginning to wonder if we can use that term when it comes to recessions, meaning it's different this time. For as long as business has existed, we have had cycles of boom and bust, growth and recessions. How can I begin to even think about saying this time is different? The answer to that question is within the past 10 years. I love his historical perspective, by the way. The answer is in the last 10 years. For hundreds of years before that, something called quantitative easing had never been a part of the picture. So he says it's different because quantitative easing. QE is a good to him. Why isn't it a good, Franklin?
Well, first off, let me point out that there are two errors of what you just read. First of all, he says that boom bust is part of the growth cycle. Technical term.
It's a private radio station. You can say whatever you want. Go ahead and feel free.
That's complete hogwash because the boom-bust cycle is not caused by natural elements in the economy, the natural growth and rest. It's caused by the credit cycle that banks create. Mm-hmm. And you can go back through, again, go through 5,000 years of history, and you're going to see every time there's a boom-bust cycle, banks creating money or